Want to do something good for you and good for the earth this spring? We mean really, really good. Just look for Proven Winners Color Choice shrubs in the white containers at your local garden center and plant them in your yard. They've all been trialed and tested for your success. So you provide a little bit of TLC and they'll provide for years to come. Proven Winners Color Choice. A better landscape starts with a better shrub.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Dave Bryan. The Pittsburgh Steelers offense certainly needs to show quite a bit of improvement in 2023, and it would probably take a good hour to fully discuss that topic and ways that should happen. For the sake of this Thursday take, however, I thought I would focus on one area that we need to see a lot of improvement in 2023 on offense, and that's yards after the catch, or yak. For 2022, the Steelers finished last in the NFL in the regular season in yak average at 4.05. To add some perspective to that stat, the top five teams in that 2022 stat, the San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs, Carolina Panthers, Detroit Lions, and Philadelphia Eagles, all had an average yak of 6 yards or more. Oh, three of those five teams are still alive in this season's playoffs as well, in case you didn't notice. Let's drill that sad yak average of the 2022 Steelers down even further to add some more context. In 2022, the Steelers had three players with 50 or more receptions, and they were Deontay Johnson, Pat Freiermuth, and George Pickens. The three totaled 201 receptions, which was a little more than 55% of all receptions on offense in 2022. Combined, those three players averaged just 3.17 yards after the catch in 2022, according to Sports Info Solutions. Thankfully, Freiermuth carried that group of three with a 4.48 average. Now let's drill even further. Of those 201 combined receptions that Johnson, Freiermuth, and Pickens registered in 2022, 102 of them, or just a tad more than 50%, came via comeback, curl, or out routes. The three players averaged just 2.24 yards after the catch on those kinds of routes, which obviously aren't overly conducive to gaining extra yards on. As a team in 2022, 38.7% of all completed passes by the Steelers on offense went to players running either comeback, curl, or out routes, and only the New Orleans Saints had a higher percentage at 39.1%. In case you're curious, the league average in 2022 when it comes to those completed routes was 29%. See the issue here? So, moving forward into 2023, we must see the Steelers' offense complete more passes that are more conducive to players gaining yards after the catch. That will be one of the several things that Steelers' offensive coordinator Matt Canada and quarterback Kenny Pickett must figure out how to do this offseason. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Alex Cazora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
When you save on auto insurance for driving safe with USAA SafePilot, you'll feel like a big deal. Even in a traffic jam. Save up to 30% with USAA SafePilot. Restrictions apply.